warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual, and orgasmic. Relax. You'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Miss Sapphire. This is Radio Sapphire for your extra fucking nasty. Tonight, I am celebrating Slut-O-Ween, and I'm talking about slutty Halloween outfits, and no other guy I think is perfect than the man, Ralph Sutton, of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, SDR. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I dressed in my slutty Halloween outfit.
You know what? Please, just, you know, I think you should just stand up and show everybody.
You won't see me. I'm too big. I'll block the whole thing.
He has a nice ass.
I have I've been told my whole life I have a black man's ass.
You know, I was going to say, you do have a little something something.
I get that my whole life.
It's really? Very
cool. Oh, my entire life.
Now, is it all the black girls saying it, or is everybody?
Everybody says it. I've been hearing it since I was a very young man.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. It's the only positive physical attribute, I think.
Well, we're going to have some fun tonight. So, all right, you know Halloween is coming up.
Yes.
And I got to say, it is so not my thing as a female to dress up all sexy with my ass and titties hanging out. Like, I feel like I do that in the clubs regularly.
Okay, so you get it out regularly, so you don't need to do it at all.
Like, I don't feel like I have to define, sluttiness, you know.
Well, it's always that every girl puts the word slutty in front of any outfit.
Yes.
I'm a slutty nurse. I'm a slutty garbage collector.
Wait, how would a slutty garbage collector dress?
Just showing cleavage on any outfit is any slutty, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's an excuse, I think, for women that don't get to do that normally. They use Halloween as their one outlet of the year to dress like a whore. I'm all for it.
You're all for it.
All for it. I love it. And I think it's that excuse me, I'm a little sick today. But first of all, it's funny how feminists are against it a lot.
Yes.
But I think that if a woman wants to do that, it's almost anti-feminist to prevent her from doing it.
You know, with the feminist thing, I feel like now because Amber Rose has commercialized on the slut walk, for instance, I feel like now the slut-o-ween, as they call it, is just getting out of hand.
Is that your coined term or is that a common term?
Slut-o-ween?
Yeah.
That, I feel like, I want to say I coined it, but I've seen it on the blogs and all that. But it really is slutty Halloween. Like you said, everybody has an excuse for it.
But do you, all right, so how about this? Do you have a problem if guys are dressing sexy on Halloween?
Oh my God, no. I want men to dress sexy.
All right, so then that is definitely the defining problem of being feminist. That's anti-feminism.
Yeah.
Right there. You're counting double standard right there.
I mean, I would like guys to embrace their inner slut. I mean,
but you don't want girls to do it.
I'm not saying girls shouldn't do it. I'm saying that it's just becoming a little bit overwhelming when everything turns into sexy. Like you said, sexy garbage collectors,
sexy tax man.
Yes. Sexy Trump.
Now you know that's going to happen.
Oh, those are definitely happening. And like, what's the guy's name with the red shirt that
Ken Bone.
Yes.
Yeah, there's already a sexy Ken Bone.
A sexy Ken Bone. They
and the chick from Suicide Squad will be number one.
Oh my God. Bessie and I, we're going to Vegas. And I'm freaking the fuck out already.
There's going to be too many sexy...
Yes! I feel like a damn church nun. Look at her. She's modeling her hair for you. And all that. Because she's going to be Miss Poison Ivy with her red hair.
Oh, that's cool.
But, I mean, I cannot... Sexy can you. You are too much. But, guys, seriously, I feel like I'm going to be the most virginal chick in Vegas.
So go with sexy virgin.
Sexy? What? Dress up as a sexy virgin. Like, do I have to put on like white pants on? Lots of blood.
Just put a chastity belt on and nothing else.
I could do that. I could.
Why are you against allowing a woman to explore her sexuality?
I'm so not against her exploring her sexuality. What I'm against is when everything has to be.
Well, I think that it's just it's unfortunately it's a victim of its own popularity.
Yeah.
That it's I've seen it exponentially get more and more sexy since I was a kid. When I was a kid, it really wasn't like that.
Okay, perfect
example.
I'm a very
old man.
Let's talk about that. So you're...
46.
Okay, you're 46. So about 20 years ago, what would you say...
Yeah, it wasn't like that. I would say that, you know, you got the sexy cat and maybe the sexy witch.
Right.
You know, and those are the ones that you'd see a lot. But I think that it was more... thought into creativity of an outfit. Mm-hmm. Now it's just easy, dress slutty and throw wings on and you're a sexy angel or something.
And see, I'm the creative person. I like to create my costumes.
Yeah, I think creative costumes. Well, I think it's a victim of our educational system anyway, is that everyone's getting more and more stupid and they put less and less thought into everything.
It's true.
So it's just easier to just be a sexy whatever.
Yes.
Instead of thinking creatively.
You know, if it was me, I'm trying to think what could be like the dumbest thing someone can dress as that has never been done in a way of sexiness.
I used to, for years I did an outfit because I'm 6'5".
Mm-hmm. No, he's a tall motherfucker.
And I had a very, very long hair. I used to have hair down to my ass.
Oh my
And
God.
I would go as, I called it Mises, which was half Moses, half Jesus. I had a staff and I wore like a tunic and sandals. And that was my outfit. And I was, if you were Jewish, you thought I was Moses. If you were Christian, you thought I was Jesus. So I called myself Mises.
Now, did the Mises outfit get you laid?
It did. It actually was, I had a girlfriend most of those times.
Damn! Yeah,
most of that time.
But it still got you some
part. It still got me. I mean, I got laid by default at that point.
There you go.
And I think my girl was a sexy devil at one point and a sexy angel the next year.
See,
but,
mixing in.
Then for years, I did the cheapest costume in the world. I bought two little, like, glue-on horns.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd slick my hair back, put on black eyeliner, black nail polish, and wear an old black outfit and just be like a...
Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy devil nonsense, whatever.
But it worked.
It works. This year, because I've been told I look like him so much, I'm going as Frankenstein.
Yes! So
old green...
You know what? We might have to take a picture next to my Frankie portrait.
I'll do it. I'll send it. Yeah.
Because I could definitely see you as Frankenstein.
Excuse me.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm definitely
choking over here.
Dying. It's your pot smoking.
No. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm kidding. Kidding.
We could definitely clear the air.
No,
I'm
kidding. Kidding.
You're so funny. But okay, let's talk about some Halloween sex. What has been...
Halloween sex?
Yeah.
Nifty.
You know, just...
I made a girl once dress up in a Wonder Woman outfit.
Really?
Because I always wanted to have sex with Wonder Woman. So I had she dressed up as Wonder Woman. I had to have sex with her.
No, this was during Halloween that she
No, was. But I just wanted her to dress up. She looked like Wonder
That's
Woman.
That's even hotter. Yeah. I love role playing.
That was awesome.
And I love how you're incorporating that. Because a lot of guys, I feel, whenever they tell their girl, oh, I want you to dress up. You know, the first thing the girl just does is schoolgirl... Nurse, all that.
And lingerie. I don't get lingerie personally. Never did.
Are you like not a person of like fan of lingerie?
Don't get it. Don't get it. It's just coming off anyway.
Thank you.
What's the point?
Thank you. People look at me funny when I say exactly the same thing. We spend hundreds of dollars on something that's gonna get ripped up.
It makes no sense.
And I'm gonna be pissed. Might as well just show up naked, right?
Yeah, it makes absolutely. I'd rather a girl wear an overcoat.
Yes.
And be naked underneath.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Ralph, I swear to God.
I don't understand it. Never did.
I'm so glad that I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm
get
so
it.
Glad.
I think it's only for like pictures and stuff, you know?
Definitely.
I don't see
definitely
the
point. No, I think it's just the worst when it's like you're putting all this thought into it. As a female, we get dressed for you guys. We got to pick the right heels. Got to pick the right like hairstyle, all that shit. Only for you guys to
take it off.
Like,
what's the point?
Yeah, you guys never take notice
what's
of it.
What's the first thing a guy does when you walk into the room? He's gonna take it off. So yeah. What's the fucking point?
He's gonna look at your boobs and he's gonna be like, okay, cool, take it off.
Take it off. That was fun.
I'm good.
Great.
I'm good. Now, again, not a lingerie guy, so you like him bare.
Yeah.
Now, what else could come and tail with that? I mean, I'm still stuck on the role playing for you.
I'm not a big role-playing guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, but once in a while I'd like to do stupid things. I like to push boundaries and see what I could talk girls into.
Mm.
For instance, I just told the story today. I meet a lot of girls online. It's easier for me, Facebook or Instagram. It's just...
I'm with it.
I don't have to leave my house. It's just much easier. And I was texting with a girl, you know, from Facebook to text messaging. And I realized like 2 or 3 days had gone by, we already were going to see each other that night. And we had not heard each other's voices. So I suggested, what if you come over and we have sex,
right?
But we don't talk, so we don't hear each other's voices until after we have sex.
Wait, what?
Just for the hell of it. And she said yes.
Okay, so she walks,
She walked in, we smile, we start kissing right away, I took off her clothes and we had sex. And then we started laughing like while we were having sex and started talking.
Now, how was her moans?
It was great. It was fun. It was great so much moans. Fun. Yeah, it was just everything I wanted it to be. It was really
so you
cool.
Basically had the whole sex without communication.
Yeah, well, sex with just text communication.
I think that's the hottest thing.
Yeah, it's cool.
And it's a different challenge, I feel. Like, I try to challenge every time I get a new Tinder date, for instance. And I've been kind of off the Tinder.
I do bad on Tinder because I'm too old for Tinder.
You are not too old.
I'm too old for Tinder. It's like they actually charge you more if you're over 40.
Wait. They charge you?
Yeah. Well, if you want to be like unlimited, they charge you more if you're over 40. Yeah. And also, most girls, like, I don't know how old you are.
I'm 27.
But your age group, you're not putting up to 50.
I do it just for the hell of it.
You do
that. I kind of do like.
Where's your phone? I bet you.
I swear to you, Ralph. I swear to you right now. You're going to see it. I was talking to some 50-year-old man.
Show me your Tinder settings.
I'm going to show you my Tinder settings right now. This is evidence, y'all. He is really about to look at my Tinder settings. What does that say?
All right. Wow, 55 and older. Holy
yes.
shit.
Yes. Give me the silver daddies.
Wow.
Give me the silver daddies. Let's see what
they're
like.
I'm impressed.
I have yet to go on another date. I've been on a date with a 50-year-old guy, and he was cool.
That's funny.
I mean, it kind of broke my rule because my dad's 55.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, just a little bit weird. Just,
that is funny.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Usually I would say that, because like I'm guilty of dating way too young.
What's way too young for you?
Way too young.
Like
I've 18? Dated is a weird term. Had sex with.
Okay.
An 18-year-old.
Okay, so the barely legal.
Yes, and I had sex with two 20-year-olds when I turned 40.
Wait.
Just because that's funny.
And because you turned 40, 20, 40, boom.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
That was great. I mean, I've had fivesomes of me and four girls.
Yes!
Yeah.
Lainey, thank you in advance, girl. I'm so glad we booked you. Because she kept telling me that we would get along so well because of how our sexual experiences and all that. I like that. So a fivesome.
The way I explain it is this. Some people say, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
If every girl is bisexual, it's less work.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah.
Could not agree. Shut up, Siri.
Damn, Siri.
I really hate this.
Siri wants to have a sixsome now.
Exactly. For real. But I definitely like the whole, if I'm going to do a threesome, I'd rather have the chick be fully bisexual.
Because yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
I've had sex with, I had a threesome where both girls were clearly not bisexual.
Oh.
And it was like having sex with two different girls separately, and it was just a lot more work. It wasn't fun.
That's, yeah, and you're going to deal with the girl that's like, I don't go down on her.
Yeah, and that it just felt like it was two separate, they literally were on separate sides of the bed. And I
what?
It was ridiculous.
So you're in the middle, you got one girl.
I would have sex
on
with one while one would watch, and then have sex with the other one while the other one would watch.
That is so not a threesome
at
that
weird.
Point.
It was just
That's
weird.
Just a voyeur experience.
Yeah, it was really weird. That was really odd.
Oh my God.
It was a one-time thing. It wasn't fun. There's nothing, what's the point?
Now, did any of them get separate callbacks on their own?
Those two, no. It's a very funny story, was that this is, God, I'm going back 20 years, right?
Hey.
And it was it's funny because now it would never happen.
Okay.
But this was in the golden age of Craigslist.
Oh, God.
Where I actually thought it was going to be a joke. Because I went on, someone told me, a friend of mine said, Craigslist is amazing to get laid. I'm like, whatever.
Now it's like the scariest thing to get laid. Yeah.
All right, I look and it was an ad, two girls looking for a guy. I'm like, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just respond, I send a picture. And they respond back. They send a picture. It's two attractive girls. I'm like, this is not real. I was like, all right. I choose them. We're going to meet at a bar that was a public bar so that
right.
if it's really people are trying to kill me. Went to the bar. They meet me there. We're talking. We're having a drink. They say, we're going to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. They go to the bathroom. They come back. And they say, okay. I say, okay, what? He goes, we talked about it in the bathroom. We're going to fuck you now. I said, really?
What?
And then went back to my house, and it was my first threesome. And that was my first threesome experience.
First threesome experience.
And it was two individual girls, and it was just weird.
Yeah.
And they were school teachers from, like, Iowa that would come to New York once a year for just, like, a crazy weekend.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
But now it's, like, all prostitutes
right.
and, you know, Craigslist killers.
Craigslist little killers. You got the unknowns. You don't know if it's a man or a woman stepping into the the door. You know, you thought it was a woman.
I'll tell you this, it happened to me once on Craigslist too, which is hilarious. It was the weirdest experience. I don't think I've ever told this story on the show.
An exclusive.
So I had had a couple of very successful Craigslist experiences.
Okay.
So I'd say that I got a little more easygoing with what I would accept as to go. So this, it was someone saying it was a girl looking to just blow guys. Okay.
Okay, so in the ad itself, it's just no penetration.
Right, just want to do oral. All right.
I would be so wary of that.
But again, when you factor in that I had a threesome.
Right.
And I think after that, I also met two really pretty girls.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm on a high, and I'm like, all right, well, fuck this. Everything here is golden, you know? And I go meet, and they wanted to meet in their apartment, which is also weird. But because of my stature, I'm a relatively big guy. I've never been in a fight, but I take martial arts training, and I feel that I could probably fend off
something.
An average. Now, they're not expecting a 6'5", 250 guy to walk in.
Right.
You know?
So I mean, it already sounds kind of weird because this girl who only wants to give oral, I'm like, okay.
And you gotta come to her house.
Come to her house.
So I get in, I open the door.
Oh no.
And it's the girl, in quotes, is under a sheet. And all you see is a hand with fingernails on it. Painted nails.
No.
That were obviously a man's hand.
No.
But I guess he thought that he was fooling people. And I just looked and I just turned around and walked out. And then I texted back and I said, which I've had this experience, I'll tell you another story in a second, where I said,
oh my God.
You're going to get hurt one day.
Yeah.
You should not put yourself in that situation because if a crazy guy walks in, he's going to kill you.
Exactly.
So you should be... There's plenty of guys out there that would love to get a blowjob from a guy that wants to blow them.
Just say it.
Just say it. And he's like, you're right, I'm sorry, whatever. And that was the end of it. But I've told this story recently, but I was...
Oh, my God.
I met, I don't know if you know her, a beautiful transsexual, Mia Isabella.
I love Mia.
Super cool.
Mia's the best.
And she was actually at Lainey's wedding. And I met her for the first time at a strip club where she was hosting a night. And her makeup artist was a very pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was hitting on me. There's a couple of girls, other girls there too.
Yeah.
I knew Mia was a transsexual, but this other girl I did not think was transsexual. And she was hitting on me a lot, gave me her phone number. And as I'm leaving, we make plans to see each other. I'm only in town for a week. Can you take me around? Sure. She walks me out. We make out. I leave. I have a standard routine where I check people's phone numbers online just to see what comes up.
Good idea.
Also, it's a very obvious thing for everyone you should know. Always put a phone number in Facebook. Because
mm-hmm.
most people, their profile will show up.
Will pop up, yes.
And it was a girl with a bigger penis than me. Right? So obviously you're transsexual.
Why do I feel like I might know which chick we're talking about?
I haven't forgot her name now, but if you told me, I probably know.
She was black, right?
No.
Okay, black. No. Never mind. I'm thinking it's...
And I text her and I say, listen, I'm not mad.
Right.
But you probably should tell someone before you kiss them that you're transgender. Yeah. You know, or transsexual. And... her response to this day was the dumbest response I've ever gotten.
No.
Which was, I thought you were man. You'd be man enough to handle me. I said, well, are you threatening me into having sex with you? Is that going to make... Like, you know what? I'll show you. Fuck me in the ass. No one's saying that.
Right.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
No. Oh. Well, first of all, it's so funny because now you are the second male guest. My guest last week, same kind of situation. Gets the phone number of this... woman,
mm-hmm.
but he found out too late. He gets a massage
from her,
and then he said things got a little weird. And then he decides to bolt. He was like, "I was cool up until the massage."
Wait, so he was getting a massage from this woman, and then noticed that she had a penis?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
But
yes,
I tell you this, in a transgender's defense,
mm-hmm.
probably 30% of guys would be, fuck it, I'm here already.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand it.
There's plenty of guys I've talked to before and, you know, once they found out, they're like, well, I'm already here.
Yeah.
Might as well. it's something that I've never done in my life.
I can understand it. But there I think it's weird because, like, it's just a different facet of life. Like,
it is.
I wouldn't need to tell you if I'm vegan mm-hmm. or if I'm, God forbid, a Trump supporter or whatever it is. You know, it's not something you need to bring up on a date.
Right.
But for some reason, maybe just because I'm too narrow-minded in my thinking,
yeah.
that you shouldn't, you should bring that up before.
You should definitely, because you never know what a person's.
It's almost for your own well-being.
Exactly.
You know, if, that you could really get hurt.
Yeah.
Because there are crazy people out there.
You could be put in a situation. And bringing it into the spirit of Halloween again, same thing could happen. You see a hot chick.
Right, for sure.
Hot chick in an outfit. She's got a nice ass, nice boob ratio. Get her back to the hotel. For instance, because I'm going to Vegas, you get into the hotel, and all of a sudden, ding dong! There's a ding dong right there.
And if it's bigger than yours, then it makes you feel even worse.
I was going to say, if I was a man, I wouldn't know what to do if I saw a bigger dick than mine.
Yeah, it would hurt. Somehow it makes it worse.
Now, would you think of yourself, would she consider you as a power bottom? Would she use you as a... I would want to know.
It would. Well, I think because of my size, I always feel like I'm going to be a top.
Really?
Maybe that's just my feelings.
I do have to say, it's funnier. It's funny when you find, like, the men who are more muscular, and they're the ones like, no, I'm the bottom.
Yeah, well, I think
like, what?
Yeah.
Or the less, like, the more masculine one in the relationship is always the top, like, the bottom.
Could be. Versus, I think it's also in the same respect of how, like, men in power mm-hmm. usually are the submissive
In the bedroom.
They like having that dichotomy.
Definitely. Would you, for instance, call yourself like a switch, a person who can be both dominant and submissive? Or
I would say absolutely. I actually love it when a girl wants to take control.
Really?
I think it's great. I think it's awesome when a girl wants to push boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I tried a few times to be in S&M kind of situations. I start laughing. I think it's too silly. You know, for me.
What is it, like with the handcuffs and everything?
Yeah, the whole thing. Like, we both know I'm not in danger. It's just stupid.
Right.
You know, but I try. I think I'm too logical. You know, but I do appreciate the effort.
Yes.
You know, my favorite time was I dated a girl for a year that would just go out and find girls and bring them to my house. I'd be home sleeping.
Yeah.
And wake up to her, calling me, I'm two blocks away with two girls. Get up. I don't know how she did it.
Now that's an MVP.
A year it was amazing.
I need her.
Yes. Yes.
I need her.
She moved away, unfortunately, but
where? Where?
It was a crazy year. It really was.
Man.
And then
definitely wasn't 2016.
No, it was 2012.
See?
I think not too far away.
And what happened that was crazy, like literally she was the one that I told you had five sums, me and four girls. She arranged all of those things for a year. And she, one time she brings this girl home, and it was a very weird night. This girl she brought home was maybe the prettiest girl she ever brought.
Yeah.
And she would watch, she used to like watching me with other girls too. It was a big
I think that's one of the hottest things a couple can do together.
And the girl was riding me. And after she came, which was a very funny and weird experience.
Oh no.
She screamed, "Motherfucker," and slapped me across the face. That was how she came, right?
Woo!
And I was in shock. I was like, what? And she starts laughing.
Right? Like, and now, was that slap like
a... It was a slap. It was a real slap.
Oh.
And I was laughing.
Oh.
But then the weirdest thing happened. She got up and she walked out of the room, which she never did before.
Yeah.
And I got up and said, what's wrong? She goes, I realize that I really care about you and I can't do this anymore. And she left that night and we never really hung out again. It's really weird.
After she brought the chicks in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're bringing such a good little point here. Because I feel like a lot of guys, I've been talking to a couple of guys that needed like my advice and they're saying, you know, I want to give my girl a threesome and my lady's talking about it. And I said, well, first of all, how much is the woman doing it just for your pleasure versus her pleasure? Mm-hmm. Because let's be honest, a lot of guys ultimately always want a threesome with two chicks.
Right. The threesome and anal are the number one and number two.
Yeah. But it's like, how many of those women that get themselves...
But if they're doing it for the guy, there's nothing fun about that.
Not at all.
No.
And I highly suggest for anybody listening right now that's dealing with that situation, I feel like if you're not... What are you doing?
Well...
Turn that phone down.
Sapphire got hard real quick.
Like, right now.
But What was I gonna say? So yes, it's crazier when the guys are pressuring their chicks and they're like,
there's nothing fun about that.
Not at all. And it ruins it. And it ruins it. Like when people ask me, oh, I would love to have a threesome with you and my man, I'm like, is your girl even gay though? Like,
I wrote an article for a website called Social Underground.
I love about Social Underground.
How to have threesomes, like the right etiquette to having a threesome. And I had at least 100 women email me thanking me for showing the right way to do it, to make sure that you're a woman. It was about if you're in a relationship with a woman, how to successfully have a threesome and keep your relationship intact.
Hey. And it's better that it's coming from a male perspective.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, the female advice can only go so far, but it's not going to work for every single person. And I feel like when it comes to the advice of threesomes, a lot of women become very biased.
For sure.
You know, they try to say, oh, well, you can't mix feelings and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, there's going to be feelings mixed up, especially because females tend to gravitate to the person that they're close to. They don't want to go out and find some random chick, because what if her pussy stinks? What if her attitude sucks? What if she steals our money? What if she steals you after the end of the threesome? Right. So it definitely can be a little gray area. And then you got to deal with the guy. If you're giving a threesome, ladies, to keep your relationship, don't do that.
Definitely not.
I think that's the dumbest.
It's only gonna make things worse. It's like
way worse.
It's like the idea of having a kid to save your relationship. It's
just as bad. I can't. Nothing annoys me more when they say, "Oh, I gotta save the relationship. We're gonna jump into a threesome, or we're gonna go into swingers." And no.
Yeah, it's very. I think that, and I addressed this in the article too, that it's something that needs to happen relatively quickly in a relationship, or it shouldn't happen. If you wait 3 years and then you try it, it's probably not always, but probably not going to work.
No.
Because you're doing it to save something. If it's something that was part of your relationship from the beginning, it happened organically, it's going to be easier.
Way, way easier.
To keep that relationship going.
Way easier. I could not agree with you anymore. And it even ties in with everything that you do on a normal basis. If you're not honest from the get-go and you're springing up all these new things throughout the relationship, it's like every year it just goes from one extreme to the next.
Right, of course. Like 3 years in a relationship, if you spring on a girl that you want to have anal sex, she'd be like, well, where the fuck did that come from?
Exactly.
You know, it's either you waited 3 years to tell me, which is crazy,
or you went out and
Or you went out and did it, now you want to do it with me.
Exactly.
You know, it's really one of two options.
Ralph, again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Because seriously, I feel like when it comes to the guy's advice when it's sex, you know, yeah, you gotta cater to that male's ego. Every guy's a horn dog. Every chick is a horn dog in some ways too. But there's always the whole, like, gotta be a man about it.
Well, what's also interesting though is that the feminism of 2016, I was on another show recently that they kind of shat on me a little bit because they feel that I'm too old school in my thinking in that, you know, women, because I do feel that, you know, the basic premise of men and women, men are attracted by physical, women are attracted by mental. That's hardwired into our DNA.
Right.
And he was shitting on me saying that that's just an old school way of thinking. But I do believe that it's part, oh, thank you so much, that it is part of our DNA. Like, it's hard to change that. Like, the best way to explain that is, not for all women, but if you take a semi-attractive guy, and then you say, oh, by the way, he's a famous billionaire, a lot of women will be attracted
to that man. The hardcore.
Because it becomes for more about, like, he's a provider, he's in a position of power, blah, blah, blah. You take
a guy that's going to take care of you,
all that stuff.
My life.
But you take a guy that looks at a girl that he's not attracted to and say she's a billionaire, his response will be like, okay, so?
Yeah.
Because they are just about physical. And that is just hardwired in our DNA.
Which is crazy. And I wish that people, especially with the feminism 2016, I love this, that we're talking all about this. Because I feel like in this day and age, a lot of it is just getting blurred and blinded.
Right.
Very blinded. And I'm glad that you have the old school way of thinking, because we need to go back to that. Even though a woman, everybody's saying it's my body, my choice, my body, my choice. At the same time, you do have to think about the hardwired positions.
Right, I agree with that
too. All women always seek the data first. It's the data, the looks, and then is he really trustworthy?
Yeah,
is he really going to be about his shit?
It is interesting how also like most women say what do you find most attractive, and it's usually a sense of humor or a good
the
job.
The surface.
It's always things like that. Men, it's going to be, I like good ass. You know, it's never.
Yeah.
It's just, it shows you the difference
between apples and oranges at the end of the day. But even, you know, bringing it back when you were asking me about, you know, why are you offended by the slutty Halloween costumes? It's not even, like I said, it's not a matter of me being offended. It's more of like, it just gets way too crazy and funny and unoriginal. And I'm like, it defeats the purpose of Halloween.
So I feel that this is a case that is an unfortunate truth for everything in life. And what I mean by that is there are events that I used to love in this country that get tarnished by becoming too popular. So we'll say, I've never been to it, but we'll use Burning Man as an example.
Okay.
When I was 20 years ago when Burning Man started, it was like this cool, unplugged, one with the universe kind of thing. And now it's, hey, let's go see who could spend the most money and do the most drugs.
Thank you.
And then I used to host this event called the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. And it was, I don't ride bikes, but it was a really cool coming together of like-minded people. But then a TV show and the 70th anniversary, it went from 500,000 people to 1 million people. Mm-hmm. And now it's, let's see who could spend the most money and have the most sex. And
right.
Art Basel, which I used to go to.
And now they have like big headliners.
Yeah,
too,
now
right?
it's a whole different level. Art Basel, which is a big art show in Miami.
Yeah.
I used to go to 20 years ago and it was about art. And now it's about getting drunk and partying.
Yeah.
So you lose sight of the organic start of it all. So with Halloween, when it became, started out as escapism, I mean, not originally picking up on it, but you know, for the last 100 years, escapism, become someone else and have fun with it. And then a few people said, let's just be slutty. And it was cool. Now it's gotten so much.
It's so
that it's just overexposure and it's annoying. And it's like, it's not fun anymore.
It totally, for me, especially because I love horror films. I absolutely love horror films. But then when I start seeing like Party City and all these other like the spirit stores and pop-up Halloween stores coming out with Slutty Chucky and Slutty Jason, I'm like, there is nothing remotely slutty or sexy about it. And now you just want to put some tits in an ass, in a small ass, little mini skirt, and now it's a sexy serial killer.
I wonder if the Ken Bone, sexy Ken Bone, do they have to license it through Ken Bone?
No, and that's the thing, they don't have to do it. So, funny example, and kind of fucked up, they made a Kim Kardashian kidnapping costume.
Did they really?
That's hilarious. Yes, and they pulled it. She sued them. Yes. So what they did was, I forgot what they called it. I think it was like America's Sweetheart Kidnap.
Okay.
And clearly it's Kim Kardashian. It's the wig.
Right. Yeah.
The robe, the white robe, the $1 million watch that was stolen and bound and gagged.
Hilarious.
She shut that shit down.
But how did she shoot it? How come she could shoot it?
Because she obviously knew that they were parodying her.
Right, but if they didn't use her name, how did they shoot it down, I wonder?
I have no idea, but they pulled it right off the shelves. I think
That's hilarious.
Like, it was up one day and they took it down the next day.
It's the same where there's randomly no videos of Beyonce ever doing anything unclassy.
Oh, yes. See,
well, when she fell, that video was everywhere.
Yeah, then it went away.
But then also, remember, there was the Super Bowl controversy where all the photos of her faces, they had to be ceased and desisted.
That's crazy.
Right?
Just embrace the weird. What's wrong with that, you know?
Embrace it, y'all. Embrace it.
Speaking of horror film, did you see Don't Breathe?
I did.
I really enjoyed that.
That, honestly, by far, was one of the best horror films I've seen.
Here's my question, and I don't want to ruin it for people, but the ending.
Yes.
I took the ending to mean she was going back to kill him.
I thought so too.
And I'm told that that's wrong, but I think that that's right.
I think that's the ending.
Because it said arrivals and she was going away from that. So I think she was going
to go kill him.
Yeah, I think she went back to go kill him.
I mean, first of all, I was thinking the whole time, how the fuck did this motherfucker live after all that shit? All that.
That was great.
Not to mention, I wasn't really looking. I mean, I would have not guessed that cliffhanger.
Which one? The
sperm.
Oh, it was great.
Guys, if you want to talk about a scared, shitless kind of movie, and then it has those endings where you're like, what the fuck?
It was great.
It's a good movie.
I didn't expect to like it, but I really enjoyed it.
I was expecting to hate it, to be honest. And at one point, I was like, oh, okay, how long did they
When I knew I was going to like it was when, and this doesn't really ruin it for anybody, but when they killed the first kid, it, right away, I'm like, okay, this is a little different.
Right. Because
normally nobody dies.
And see, in the way that they marketed it, you wouldn't have guessed half the things that were going on in that movie. Just like, oh, God, I've been on like a horror movie, like B-rated.
One of my friends that works with, he does all the trauma films. He
really,
yeah. His name is Zach Amico, very funny comic, and he is in all the trauma films.
Oh my gosh! And I have yet to see the rest. I think I've seen the first one, but I haven't seen anything else.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, they do a lot of good stuff.
I'm gonna have to check them out. But yeah, I was watching two of them last week.
By the way, he would be a great, the Don't Breathe guy would be a great Halloween costume.
It would be.
And dress slutty. He'd be a slutty Don't Breathe guy.
So what do I gotta do? Like, get the blind
contacts. Gotta be blind, gotta wear the gray shirt. And
yes.
Carry, what was he holding? The axe thing?
The axe.
That'd be great.
Maybe stuff slutty.
Oh, no, get a syringe.
There we go, yes. Syringe with like some cocoa butter.
Yeah.
Milk or something.
That'd be great. There
Just
you
think
go.
About that.
That is a great costume right there.
Oh my God.
Who wouldn't do that? It's a great costume.
You know what? I might have to do that. I mean, it would make sense, but I don't know if they'll let me in with sperm, per se.
That doesn't have to be actual sperm.
They don't know that, though.
That's true.
They don't know that. Maybe I'll come as a used... What if I came as a used...
condom?
Yes.
Sexy.
Or a one-night stand. So I'll have, like, the condom pinned. I'll have, like... My bestie's looking at me like, what the fuck are you going with this? I'll come in like a sexy robe, wear some sexy lingerie underneath, have the robe, then I'll have like messed up hair.
Cab fare.
Yeah, cab fare, you know, pinned on me, or like Uber, you know, your Uber's paying for you or whatever, and have like used condoms all over me.
I like it. I'm in for it. That's, by the way,
a slutty one night stand.
One of my big things that I tell guys to do, that it doesn't cost that much money and you look like a very cool guy.
Oh no.
Send an Uber for a girl. It's a simple thing.
Okay. I don't understand why it's so hard for men to even get an Uber to come and get some pussy.
Yeah, for $12.
Yes.
You look like a cool guy. I'm gonna send the car for you. That's all you gotta do.
Right. Okay, but how do you feel about this? Men who won't travel for pussy, but they expect you to travel for the pussy.
Well, here's the thing. I love my home.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know you have a shitty home, it's going to be very hard for me to go to your home.
Okay, so Ralph, you're in my home now. If I was to call you for
a pussy. This is a nice home.
So you would come over.
Yeah, but I've seen homes that are like the bath. I haven't seen your bathroom. If your bathroom's a mess.
Uh-oh.
You know, things like that. I'm a very clean person.
Good.
If I get uncomfortable, and I have like all your amenities that you could, like in the second bathroom, there's a hair dryer, there's tampons, there's mouthwash.
Oh,
there's
a man of my dreams that my house would be set up where like all the men's stuff, where it's like I'd have a basket of like all men's stuff.
Yeah.
If there was anybody.
That's
like,
what it is. There's stuff there for you. You're there. You're gonna be fine.
I like that.
And I think that's why. And I'll even, this is a very common thing for me. If a girl's coming over, I'll say, before you come, is there anything you'd want in the fridge, just so I know?
I've had some...
Well, goddamn!
Yep, I've had somebody do that.
I have extra toothbrushes under the sink, too, that are unused.
Hey.
It's all about preparation.
You know, I do provide sometimes a nice... I'm going to have to come to his house. I'm going to come to Manhattan. That's it. You know, there have been times where I've provided, like, toothbrushes... If somebody, like a guy wanted to come over and he's like, yo, I'm coming from the gym, really want to see you. Right. Can I take a shower? I'm like, use my shower.
Yeah, of course.
Please, take a shower, scrub your balls, and then I'll thank you nicely. Yeah. And then we showered again.
Absolutely.
It was perfect. It was perfect. If you can do that, that's a perfect booty call.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're sending a card. Oh, that's even better. Men, take note. Take fucking note.
And it's so easy. It's funny because an Uber... requires literally no effort. You just gotta put an address in a phone.
Right.
And you don't even have to pull out your wallet.
No.
So simple.
Just be like, look, I got a car for you. You have a good night.
I was one of Lainey's clients, a porn actress.
Hey.
We were setting, because she said she was in town. She had been on my show before.
Mm-hmm.
We were going on a date, and I just said, she gave me her number, and I texted her, and I said, hey, I know we're making plans for tonight. Let me send you an Uber, because I know you're not from the city. And I'll meet you, I'll send and pick you up at the... She texted Lainey that moment, said he is the nicest guy I've ever gone on a date with just because of that fucking $10 Uber.
I'm telling you, if I had a man like you that I was dating, that even if it was a booty call, I'd be like, yes, that is number one on the fuck buddy list things. Right there.
Little simple things.
Simple things. Simple things.
I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Airplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Airplay. What is the one Halloween costume that you don't want to see the women wearing?
The Ken Bone one. I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see Ken Bone.
Because also, it's come out that he's like a real wacko.
Yeah. Did you see his Reddit post?
Yeah, he's a real, real wacko.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because that's actually one of my stories of the night. Day Sex and Confused. We could jump into that right now just because I think the Ken Bone thing is hilarious.
He was adorable looking.
He was adorable, and then he opened his mouth.
Yeah, and he said, I don't remember exactly the thing, but he said, I think he said the one of the shootings was justified, right?
Yes.
But he said a couple of other things that were really...
Yeah, then he was talking about how he was fascinated by Jennifer Lawrence's butthole.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So Ken Bone, once again, is the guy that we've seen in the presidential number two, the second one. The second debate in the town hall. And he was the guy in the red shirt. And he looked like just a simple middle-class American.
Yeah, the lovable...
He looked like the guy from Wall-E.
Yeah. A lovable schlub.
No, you know, he doesn't even remind me of the Wall-E guy. He actually reminds me of the weird kidnapper from Toy Story 2.
Yes!
That stole the dolls.
Guy.
Yes! That's what he looked like. So yes. Here's this man becomes the most fascinating man in America.
He went from like 20 Twitter followers to like 20,000 Twitter followers.
It's crazy. All because of his outfit, and he looked like the most stuck-up person.
Yeah, he just had like a very... amusing demeanor, we'll put it that way.
He looked like a very scary substitute teacher if I was that.
But then he does the Reddit and he comes off like a lunatic.
Ugh.
And they even made fun of him on SNL last week, where one of the guys played him and then the commentator said, "You're so lovable, please don't end up being a creep." And then he goes, "Maybe."
I mean, he's talking about fucking his wife bareback.
Oh, God. It's unfortunate.
And just like...
You think that he could hold it together for just... We had to just hold it together for one AMA.
One AMA. And he couldn't. He couldn't. Talked about his tax problems.
It's really great.
Didn't he say he didn't pay taxes for a couple years?
He said that too, yeah.
Didn't pay taxes for a couple
years. But the butthole one was the one that really went popular.
Oh.
And he really was impressed with her butthole.
He loved the no-fap. So the fap leak where all the celeb photos were leaked out. And he said, "I became attracted to Jennifer Lawrence, J-Law. It's a butthole. Didn't think of her, much of her, but her butthole.
I never even saw her butthole.
I've never seen the butthole. I need to see the butthole. I know I saw it.
How is there a photo of her butthole? Is she like bent over?
Yeah.
Well, she sent it to somebody.
She sent it to somebody.
Sent her a butthole.
Yeah, she sent
men
a lot.
Men like buttholes.
She sent a lot of, I heard that hers were like, she sent a lot of really dirty pics.
Between her and Hope Solo.
Yeah.
Hope Solo liked to bust it out open.
Yo, that, oh my God.
That was the fappening. It was two years ago.
Yeah. Everybody loved the J-Law butthole. Just spread them. Spread the ass cheeks.
How do you differentiate between Jude Law and Jennifer Lawrence if you're calling J-Law for both of them?
That's true. But wait, do they call him J-Law
too? I just made it up. I don't know if they do, but...
Now that makes me wonder.
Yeah, that's
I'm
going to
have to look that up just because. But, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want to see...
Jude Law's buttholes?
I don't
I don't particularly want to see anybody's butthole.
I want to see Jude Law's butthole.
I want to see Ken Bone's butthole.
No, that's one asshole I don't want to see. Because I feel like it would be very crusty.
Oh, I'm sure.
It would be very crusty.
And there'd probably be the red fibers from the sweater on it.
Why do I feel like he probably wears like woolly underwear?
Let's not talk about red fibers right now.
I'm just saying, the carpet don't match the drapes, but it's okay. But his, I feel like they would be a little scary. I'm just saying, because that's not...
There's no carpet.
Yeah, there's no carpet. It's hardwood flooring. So there you go. But then, you know, also, I don't want to see Ken Bone, so I totally agree with you. Would not, by far, want to see a hot chick as Harry Potter again.
I think that's overdone.
It's so overdone.
I mean, what else was popular? I mean, you know you're going to see a ton of The Suicide Girl. That I know.
That is what I'm really just cringing about, because as much as I love Harley Quinn, I'm going to see all the basic bitches wearing that shit.
Oh, for sure.
The bitches with... The chicks with no ass. The chicks with no tits. Like, you're wearing these low-cut things and you have nothing to hold it up.
I'm trying to think what else is going to be a super popular. You know Trump's... I think... Trump way more Trumps than Hillary's.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of grabbing by the pussies.
That's going to be popular.
Grabbing by the pussy is going to be the biggest thing. You're going to see a lot of Pokemon Go
That's
players. Yeah. You're going to see Pokemon Go
Black
players.
China.
Oh, yes. You're going to see Rob Kardashian and Black China. Who else? Oh, Brad and Angelina.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That someone might do, and I know someone's already done it on Instagram.
Probably Stranger Things, right?
Yes.
Oh, so many Stranger.
You're going to see a lot of, what is her name, Zero? No.
11.
You're going to see a lot of 11s. Who else? You're going to see people of the Get Down. Orange is the New Black, because that's still prominent. Who?
Luke Cage.
Oh.
He is a good looking man. Jesus.
He is a fine piece of chocolate.
He is great. That's a great... I haven't finished it yet, but I liked him a
what
lot.
What episode are you on right now?
I think 6.
So you like it?
I like it a lot. I didn't
the
like it.
The music is really good.
Here's the thing that's weird. I fell asleep in the first 2 episodes.
The first episode was kind of slow.
First 2.
Yeah.
But then it started to get good. And I was like, now I really like it.
It's crazy.
And he is just so fucking cool. It's ridiculous.
He keeps his cool on it. Oh, he can beat some ass down and he's just like...
He's a great Luke Cage. I used to read the book. He's great. And
I never...
Now they're doing this. Iron Fist, which is his partner. They're doing that too.
Nice. Yeah. See, I wonder if they're going to also spin off the chicks of Luke Cage as well, because...
Well, Jessica Jones had her own show.
Right. Jessica Jones loved that show.
And that introduced Luke Cage.
Right. And then I wonder if they're going to do anything with the nurse, because isn't she like a comic?
Well, she's been in all of them.
All of them,
She's
yeah.
been in Daredevil. She's been in
Jessica Jones.
And now she's in... That's Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
She actually lives around the corner from me in the city.
Sick.
I think she's just going to be like that girl, Kobe... What's her name? The girl that's in a... In the Avengers, Kobe something.
Yes.
She's like just a character
that just floats
throughout all of them, and I think that's Rosario Dawson is going to be that type of character.
I mean, she's a great
and that character exists in the Marvel Universe.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, didn't they have like a squad? But I know it's with the lady cop.
Yeah.
The lady cop becomes some kind of super
I think
hero
so.
Of some
yeah.
sort, because she loses her arm and whatnot. But so back to the Ken Bone, like we said, the Reddit caused a lot of controversy. Then you have the Kim Kardashian costume that got pulled. Then there was also another one. They had a woman in a Sikh, I think it's called it.
Yeah.
And they immediately pulled it off of the
Just
Amazon
the Sikh outfit got pulled?
The Sikh outfit got pulled.
That's
not
weird.
Even the guy, the male counterpart did not.
Okay, that's
so
weird.
The Saudi Arabia chick, and they called it Sexy Saudi, Sexy Saudi Girl, whatever. Pulled it right off the shelves. But there's another costume, guys wearing the whole traditional, the garments, the
That's
glasses,
weird.
All that. Didn't pull it. Didn't
That's
pull
really
it at
weird.
All. And then there was another costume that they pulled for kids. The Disney new Hawaiian film, they pulled it off. They said it's an insult to the Tongan community.
Really?
They said the tribal tattoos with the bulked up body patch and then the
was
hair.
Was it an actual Disney costume when they pulled it? That's crazy.
They pulled it.
We live in too strict of a social justice warrior.
Yeah.
Everybody's offended by everything crowd.
Yeah, too sensitive.
And it really
way
sucks.
Too, way
like
too
I look
sensitive.
At great movies, like even like a stupid TV show like Three's Company could not get made these days.
No.
Because it would be too gay bashing. Or a movie like Blazing Saddles would be too black bashing, could never get made today.
Oh, especially that one scene.
Yeah, well, it'd be the whole movie. But, you know, I'm Jewish, I'm tall, I say anything you want about me, I'm comfortable in who I am.
As you should be.
And I don't have hate towards anybody else. So it shouldn't be that you can't joke about things. And
no.
That we just live in too strict of... And the most... It's unfortunate that people that are offended the most are entitled white kids that shouldn't be offended anyway.
All the fucking time.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, there was this kid just recently. They had to come in costume for Culture Day.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to dress up as a white thief, robbing people of black culture. Teacher gives him an F. I thought it was actually kind of funny. Because here this guy is, you know, everybody's dressing up as Harriet Tubman and, you know, everybody's on that Hamilton shit. Oh, there's going to be a lot of Hamiltons out there. I already know that.
Oh, that's for sure.
There's going to be a lot of Hamiltons. And so they're all dressing up.
But it was bad on SNL, by the way. It was so boring.
Really? I have not seen...
It wasn't funny.
Not at all?
No. Yeah.
Man. And he did a whole, like, monologue rap in there.
He did a whole monologue. That was good.
Okay.
But the actual show stunk.
Just stunk.
Yeah, I heard it was the best rating they've had in... 10 years.
I'm excited to see the show next year. Like, finally.
Are you going to go see it?
I am
going to
go see it.
You bought tickets already?
I got a way in.
Okay.
I am going to buy my tickets, though. Because, you know, if the way in doesn't fall through, then of course.
Right.
But it is the hottest ticket right now in LA because it's finally
coming. Oh, is it coming? It's coming here.
It's coming here.
Oh,
that's finally
cool.
Coming out here. I think it's like in January or so. But, yeah, there's, you know, a lot of people... You know, came in as
different costumes
or whatever, and then here's this kid came in as a thief.
What was the project? What was it called? What was the title of the project?
It was like Cultural Day.
Okay, Cultural Day. I can understand. It's not really
a
cultural thing. It's just.
Or they were talking about something with, you know, social justice, stuff like that. But they had to come in and represent a certain culture or something.
What
of
was
a
the culture?
Matter.
White thieves? I don't know if that's a culture.
He said the way he said it was. I am a white man stealing black culture. Therefore, that was his counteract.
I give him some creativity points.
Yeah. And then at another school, this was in Ohio, a man dressed up as a slave, a black student dressed up as a slave, and they sent him home because they said that's not portraying something that we want to talk about in history.
That is horrible.
But it was Legacy Week.
Right. Not only that, it's not like it didn't exist.
Exactly.
It's like we don't talk about it, never happened.
Right. We never talk about it. Like, I understand if a kid came into it, you know, with Nazi, you know, the whole Nazi getup. But at the same time, it's something that happened in
our
history.
Yeah, and also, if he was German and his great-grandfather was a Nazi... I wouldn't really have a problem with him showing that he was part of a...
Right. A dark time in America.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, at the same time. So, once again, it brings it back to all these people getting offended for no fucking reason. And especially on the day of Halloween, you're going to be something that you're not typically. I think if you don't cross the line of, like, painting your face certain color, then fuck it.
Yeah, I think pushing the boundaries... For the purposes of amusement is a good thing.
Yes.
So if it's done with comedy in mind, I'm all for it.
Yes. So you're in favor for blackface sometimes?
That's weird.
Yes.
You know? But I think in general, in the right circumstance, I bet it could be funny. Not to go out in a public setting, but if it was for like a play or something.
Totally.
Something
different.
Like that, I think it'd be okay, but
definitely.
In a public setting, that would be weird.
I think it is just a little bit too much when they do go into the public setting. Like, I'm blanking on the actress's name, but she came as Crazy Eyes one year for a Halloween party. It was about 3-4 years. Yes, and she put on blackface to be Crazy Eyes. I said, honey, if you just kept it to the hair,
yeah, that's a little weird.
They would have gotten it.
Honestly, I didn't have a problem with hers because, one, she didn't do that typical, like, disrespectful, just the black face. Like, she actually tried to, like, make...
Blend it in.
She was, like, fully... Her whole body was black.
Yeah.
What was that movie from my childhood? Shit.
Bamboozled?
No.
Or older?
No, it was, like, it's older than that, where a guy would dressed up as a black man. It's a comedy. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Wait. And he was going to college?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, fuck. What was the name of that movie?
What was the name of that movie?
That was a funny movie, though. With Tommy
Soul Slider. Man. It was, yes. Soul Man.
It was Soul.
It was that it?
Was it Soul Man? Let's see. It was a C. Thomas
Howell. Because I never get made today. It was C. Thomas Howell. That could never get made today.
How blackface. Played a black guy. Soul Man.
Soul Man. Wow.
It was a funny movie, though.
Funny movie. I can't believe, like, when you think about that, that could never get made today.
That could never be. That one and Just One of the Guys.
Yeah, never.
Those are two movies that can never be recreated.
It's funny.
I think Mrs. Doubtfire could be recreated nowadays. Like, that's, people be sensitive about
that. Yeah. You can see it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how.
I mean, people were offended by White Chicks.
I love freaking White
Chicks. White Chicks is funny.
Freaking movie.
But again, it brings in the whole when people are like, well, I'm going to be that for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's all that. So, Ralph, where can people find you and your work coming up?
You can find me everywhere. Yeah, find me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton.
Okay.
My radio show is called The Tour Bus. We're on about 50 stations around the country. Terrestrial radio. My podcast, The SDR Show. Anywhere you could get a show, which would be iTunes, or we're one of the only, there's 1,000 podcasts that were picked for Spotify. We're one of them on Spotify.
Congrats.
We're on iHeartRadio. We're on everywhere you could hear podcasts. And then I'm hosting a music cruise in January called Shiprocked, which is about 4,000 people on a boat with 10 bands, and go to shiprocked.com for that.
Okay.
And that is pretty much everything right now.
Now, there's Shiprocked. Tell me a little bit more. I'm intrigued about it before we let you go.
I've been hosting it for, I host two cruises a year. Mm-hmm. They're all usually about 8 to 10 bands and about 4,000 people. It's leaving from Miami to Turks and Caicos.
Wow.
And this one is all like 90s bands that are rocked. So Papa Roach and Seven Dust and Breaking Benjamin and Alter Bridge. And it's pretty wild.
Yeah. I might need to come to that.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.